And I'm joined by Brad Barrett. And Brad, a weekend of European rugby to come. You played in the RBS Six Nations as well. So how have the last few months been for you?
Yeah, it's been an amazing time. Obviously, a dream come true to represent England. A huge honour and a privilege. Obviously, coming back to Saracens now, there's this opportunity in the Heineken Cup, and it's a special time as we're hungry for success in this competition.
Yes, and playing in the Six Nations, what will yourself, Owen Farrell, you know, Mo Botha, and guys who've, you know, been there before, Dave Strettle, Charlie Hodgson, what do you take from international level that you think might benefit you and the team in terms of Europe?
Yeah, I think in any rugby career, it's these building blocks that build you towards a better player. I think the experience you carry from being in hard moments and hard hardships within on the field really push you through as a player. So having this experience with England's been an immense time and, as I said, memories. But it's the small little bits of being under pressure that really carry you through now these important games.
Obviously, you'll have been working with Andy Farrell with England, but is there anything that the other guys gave you from the sort of national side that you've brought back to club level in terms of your skill set?
Yes, of course. I think each day you go out onto a rugby field, you should want to learn and improve. So obviously, amongst Andy and Stuart Lancaster and Graham Rowntree, you have two exceptional coaches. So you always learning each day, and playing with top-class players at England, I think you should always look to learn from other people and grow your game.
Yes, certainly. Well, Claremont come to Vicarage Road, currently sitting second in the French top 14, brimming with talent with highly rated players in the Amlin Opta Index. Julien Malzieu, Lee Byrne, Wesley Fofana, to name three. Now, with an attack like that, you can't afford to concede tries like you did against Quins at Wembley. You're going to need to tighten up in that midfield particularly.
For sure. I think in any game you need to improve, and now in the Heineken Cup you need to raise your game. So, yeah, as you said, they've got some exceptional backs. We've obviously worked hard on what we need to do and to impose our game. And in the same night, obviously, we'll bring the same aggression and determination and defence that we usually do.
Now, you might be pleased to hear that out of all of the Saracens players, apart from Kelly Brown, you've rated second in the Amlin Opta Index for your involvement in the game, and that's in attack and defence. So how close do you feel personally to being at the peak of your condition and your skills at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, that's nice to hear, and nice to hear that Amlin Opta Index is rating me well. But yeah, as a player, I think you always want to continually grow and improve. It's obviously been a great season for me. Getting the opportunity with England was a dream come true, but right now it's about Saracens, and we're hungry for success, and this is the biggest game of the season for us.
Yes, and big lads like Rougerie in the centre as well. You're going to have your work cut out.
Yeah, you always do. I think you go into a game with the same respect for your opponents, and he's a guy who's been there, done it all. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to the experience.
It'll be a fascinating contest. And finally, Brad, you've no doubt been delighted to see Stuart Lancaster get the England job. Could end up being a long season for you, touch wood, with a potential